Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on, 2-for-1, no concern for the future, living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow, line dance song.
Hey, Sun Guy Nation, welcome to the show here on yet another Friday afternoon. QT and Sun Guy with you. Really quick before we jump into the interview with today's just exciting guest, we have some show notes. If you're looking for wrestling, tonight, WCWO running like usual at the Outlaw Arena. 3-2-1 battle in Seattle. SCW happening in Bremerton, Washington. The PWF, where you can find me later today in Port Orchard, Washington. Fully Loaded Wrestling in Fargo, North Dakota. MPW in Miami, Florida. PWF returning to the arena in Jeffersonville, Indiana. And NEW in El Paso, Texas. Tomorrow night, SCW running a second night in Bremerton, Washington, where you can find me. New Northwest Pro Wrestling happening in Vaughan, Washington. CPW in Seattle. NWWA in Portland, Oregon. EWA in Parkville, Maryland. WCWO running a rare Saturday show at the Outlaw Arena. ECCW in New Westminster, B.C., NEW in Bethany, Connecticut, EOW in Crystal River, Florida, USWA in Jacksonville, Florida, NWA in Pavo, Georgia, APW in Statesboro, Georgia, PWA in Jacksonville, Illinois, TSW in Monroe City, Indiana, FPW in Maryville, Indiana, CPW in Taylor, Michigan, and the NWA happening in Amarillo, Texas tomorrow. Without further ado, I'd like to bring our guest on. We have with us the dynamic newcomer here in the Northwest. Just exciting. Yes. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. What's going on, Sign Guy?
Getting ready for a great week of wrestling. There's tons going on in our region this week, which is always a great thing.
A lot of wrestling going on this week.
Absolutely. Well, since today's your first time on our show, we're going to give you the first-timer's question. What led to you getting into the business of professional wrestling?
Man, I tell the story all the time. I'm asked all the time. But one day, took my kids to an indie show. I actually was a professional dancer. I've danced for Jamie Foxx, Chris Brown. But I took my kids to an indie show, and the kids loved it. They ate it up. And one day we were watching Raw on TV, and then my daughter was asking me, she was like, "Daddy, are you going to do that?" And, you know, it kind of threw me off, because that was like, it just took her to one show, and she was like instantly asking me, you know, like saying like I should do, you know, I should try it out. So literally a couple of days later, started training lucha, and was doing that for literally probably I say 6 months, and then transitioned to American style, have a little strong style training as well. But yeah, just been doing it. This is my my year this month.
Well, it looks like we have someone possibly with a question on the line, so let's see who we have here. Do we have the caller from the 503 area code? Anybody from the 503?
Hello, hello.
All right. Guess they're a little bit shy, but moving on. You have been on a pretty meteoric rise this year. You've not only competed in several promotions, you've captured multiple titles. When you first got into wrestling, did you think you would take to it this quickly and have this much success so soon?
Honestly, I kind of try to just put my best foot forward and, you know, just try to go hard at whatever I'm doing. I definitely didn't expect to, you know, take off as like I am right now, but, you know, it's welcoming. I love the fact that my fan base is, you know, instantly popping and growing. The fact that I gained a couple titles in a year, and primarily, you know, within a few months of each other. I'm really appreciative, you know. I don't let anything get to my head. The hard work never stops. You know, it just increases the target on your back, so to speak.
And we mentioned the multiple championships. You got at least a couple of them. And like you said, they were pretty quick back-to-back title wins. Can you tell the fans which championships that you do hold and what they represent?
Yes, I actually hold the CPW United States Championship, which I actually won from DeMarcus James, who is an amazing, amazing wrestler. He held on to the title for pretty much 2 years, you know, so that was a long reign. And then, you know, I come in and I'm a rising shooting star, you know, rising star, not burning out. And I was on fire that night, and what happened with there, you know. So I won the United States title. There we go. Following month, I wrestled for SCW at their benefit show, I believe. And it was me and Adam X for the Outer Limits title. Everybody knows or should know Adam X is, you know, SCW's golden child, you know. So took him down for the Outer Limits championship. And now we have today where I am the current SCW United States champion and Outer Limits champion. No, CPW.
I saw both of those title wins. They were outstanding matches. You brought up Adam X. He's among a growing number of wrestlers that have got on to this new fad in the business. A lot of wrestlers are getting into tea. A lot of wrestlers have incorporated tea as an antioxidant after their match. Have you got onto the bandwagon of tea drinking?
Tea drinking? No. I'm an avid coffee drinker. I'll drink coffee right before I go to bed. But as far as tea, no. I like to keep my engine running full tilt. No time to relax.
There's also a very large percentage of wrestlers that are on board with the coffee drinking as well. I'll throw out the name of Casey Carlisle as an avid coffee drinker.
Yeah, Casey, good worker.
Now, we've seen you, for the most part, incorporate kind of a high-flying, quick-paced style, but you've been in a feud with John Rodriguez at CPW, and you have wrestled a very different style than what you normally do. It's more submission and ground-based. Do you personally have a favorite style of match that you do?
Honestly, I you know, I take the punches how they're thrown at me. It really doesn't matter where they're trying to go, what kind of wrestlers they are, big man, little man, medium man, you know, high flyer, technical. I've been in martial arts for pretty much 15 years, primarily Taekwondo, and we do grapple in Taekwondo, contrary to belief. So, you know, fighting styles and rules of engagement have never been a problem with me.
One of the more famous people in the wrestling industry in the Pacific Northwest, also a renowned martial artist. He teaches Taekwondo, that being Brian Alvarez. Have you had the occasion to cross paths with Chico Brian Alvarez yet?
No, but I've seen him pop up a few times on the timeline. You know, I'm looking forward to the day or situation that happens. Definitely a fan. You know, martial artists definitely have the mutual respect between each other.
Now, tonight is the relaunching of the PWF up here in Washington. Randy Taylor, Randy Taylor relaunching his promotion. It's been dormant for quite some time. We are on the first show of the relaunch in Port Orchard, which is a benefit show. What's it like getting in on the ground level of this new promotion?
You know, first and foremost, it's Randy's promotion is not new. You know, like, it was the WWE of the Northwest, you know, while it was a running promotion. You know, it was the big dog out here. So it's definitely not a new promotion, but to be a part of its return, so to speak, is, you know, it's monumental. Randy Taylor is a mentor of mine, literally, you know, since day one, took me under his wings, you know, shows me the ropes, and I'm forever indebted. That is my main man, you know, so I am definitely honored to be a part of this situation and the rise of the PWF. It's definitely exciting, don't you think?
Absolutely. Been looking forward to this for quite some time. We mentioned that you wrestle in a variety of styles. One of the things that is growing in popularity in general in wrestling here in the United States is Japanese wrestling. There's a lot more access to the Japanese product than there has been previously. Lots of fans getting on board with the Japanese style. Do you see yourself eventually trying to incorporate some of the Japanese style of pro wrestling into what you do?
You know, actually, I do. If you watch, you know, you watch closely, Tiger Mask, you know that he was one of the founding members, you know, founding fathers of the current style that we watch now. He was very inspirational to my style. But as far as I know, what you're talking now is like the Nakamura's and whatnot. Of course, you know, I'm always hitting hard. Strikes are always strong. Would love to take a trip out to Japan, you know, and witness it in the homeland. But of course, I throw impact everywhere. You just don't know when to expect it.
When you do get to Japan, how long is it going to take you to make your way to buy your Ribera Steakhouse jacket?
Depending on how good the steak is. I don't know. I might pass on that.
Another thing besides just taking wrestling bookings that wrestlers do to make money in this business is merchandising themselves. T-shirts, hats, posters, action figures, all popular items on merchandise tables all across the country. Can the fans expect some line of just exciting merchandise to be available to them soon?
Well, more merchandise, of course, yes. I already have a line of red and black JC, black diamond T-shirts. You often see me wearing those in my entrance. You could always ask me, come up to me. I'll, you know, supply you with one. But coming in the near future, yes, we're going to definitely have more Just X T-shirts, and it's going to keep on going. It's just only going to get bigger from here.
You're still pretty young in your career, so it's probably a little fresher in your mind. The first time that someone approaches you for an autograph, what's going through your mind as you're signing it?
Oh, man, actually, that's happened quite a few times. You know, I've signed T-shirts and, you know, multiple other things, as blowhorns and whatever, but it's always humbling. It's always a happy experience. It's always a eye-opening experience that you really are impacting, you're entertaining, and you're doing your job. You know, you always know you're doing your job when you get fans that come up to you after your match or after the show wanting to shake your hand, you know, telling you how great of a match you was or match of the night it was or so on and so forth. So every time I get a fan that's willing to, you know, come out their comfort zone. And, you know, it's kind of intimidating when you come up to somebody who, quote unquote, you look up to, or, you know, so whenever a fan does that, I instantly humble myself and I bring myself open. So like they are bringing themselves open to me. So I love it.
Well, we have a game on the show we like to play. It's called Word Association. I'll toss out the names of some people that you most likely have come across in your career, and the first word or two that pops into your mind is the answer. Are you prepared for a round of word association?
Okay.
All right.
You can risk it if you
first
want to.
First one. All right. Well, we'll give it a shot. There's no wrong answers. First name is Eddie Van Glam.
Colorful. Colorful. And stretchy thongs. I don't know if I could say two, but the stretch thong thing instantly clicks.
Ian Bear.
Big man. Big man.
Jackson Bourne.
Crazy man. Crazy man.
Phantasma.
Little Fire. Like, she's really spunky, so I'll say Little Fire.
Christian Andes.
Minty. He always has the mints. He always has the mints, so.
Kane Jaden.
Future.
Otis the Gimp.
Experimental.
Adam X.
I don't know. I would say Prosperous.
CJ Edwards.
Awesome.
And the final name, John Rodriguez.
Dead. If he comes from my title, that's the name, that's the word I have for him.
We know that you're the U.S. champion for CPW, but tomorrow night, the newly crowned champion, CJ Edwards, defends against Robbie E. out of TNA.
Bro.
Absolutely, bro. Are you going to be keeping a pretty close eye on that particular match and maybe look for whoever wins that as a potential challenger relatively soon?
Anybody who's going for the title or anybody that is the champion is in the sights. I'm always looking for the next one up. As you see, I'm not satisfied with one title. I got two. I have two shoulders and a waist, so I instantly have one more spot open. And I got two hands, so that leaves, you know, three. But I'm instantly always going for the top dogs.
CPW also advertising tomorrow a number one contenders match. JB Moonshine in line once again to become number one contender. He's also gone after that world title since the company's inception. Do you think that it's going to come down to yourself and JB Moonshine fighting it out for whoever is the champion after tomorrow night?
I think so. I think it's going to come down to that. I instantly know JB is going to be, you know, backstage biting his nails, you know, drinking his moonshine, watching that match, trying to see who's going to win. But, you know, I'm going to be standing right behind him. I'm not worried about as much because, to me, it doesn't matter who wins. I'm going for him regardless. But I think JB thinks he's next in line. So there's nothing wrong with a little cutting if they don't see you coming, right?
Absolutely. We talked about having done the SCW benefit show, and you also are on tonight's card, which is a benefit show. For yourself personally, do you enjoy working on benefit shows as a general rule?
Honestly, it's actually I get more, I don't know how to say it, more motivated, so to speak, when it's a benefit show. I love wrestling for a cause. You know, even that's even bigger than the crowd. You know, I always put on my best for the crowd, but wrestling the cause that's bigger than what's in the building, bigger than, you know, bigger than personal gripes. That always, you know, is a one up for me, and that's always a good, you know, motivation to get me at your show. So, yeah, I think that's a good assumption.
At this point in time, my co-host QT is standing by. I know that he has some questions for you, so if this helps you, as I pass things along to QT.
All righty.
Thank you, Sunday. Hello, Destex.
What's going on? What's going on, QT?
It was very good to contact you via Facebook last night in preparation for the show. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Good hearing from you too, Bus.
Well, Justex, I saw your YouTube video entitled 3-2-1 Battle / Challenge Number 1, 1-14-17, and this took place at Evolve Fitness in Seattle. My first question is, did you take the Sounder train and or the monorail to get to the event?
No, I ran.
Oh, wow, you ran. Okay.
Yeah, I ran straight from my house all the way to the show and ran straight in the ring and whooped all of them and won.
Wow. Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners how far this run to Denny Way was?
From the South Center, from South Center Mall to
Holy
Seattle.
Okay.
That's right. Endless Energy.
Wow. Now, were you nervous at the end of the run when you approached Denny Way? Because this has been known to be the turf of the vicious street gang, the Venti Lattes, who were named after an extra large coffee.
Well, I think I'm good with most gangs because I look like Snoop Dogg. So, yeah. Nah, I wasn't nervous. I was good. I'm good in any hood.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. I'll inform the Venti Lattes to stay away from you. Okay. Very good. All right. Well, Justex, at Evolve Fitness, you went up against six other wrestlers in the ring, including Big Cat. Oh, five, yes. Yes, Big Cat Scott Hansen. Had you ever been in the ring before with Big Cat Scott Hansen and his tail?
Not going against each other or one-on-one until that day. I've tagged with him once before. I've never done too much with Scott, but it was pretty interesting. I don't know if you've seen the whole match, but it sucks when a cat tries to kill you. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes. Yes. Now, he brings to mind a Northwest wrestler that I haven't seen for about 5 years, but was one of my more earlier influences, Manther. Yes, Manther. Mostly due to that cat-like tail. Yes.
Half man, half panther.
Yes. There was some strange dating habits and mating habits going on there. Okay. All right. Well, Justex, are there any truth to the rumors that I heard last Sunday at Blue Collar Wrestling in Portland, Oregon, that shortly after the match, you were invited by none other than newly minted Vice President Pence to march in the inaugural parade, but you turned him down and thus gave your spot to an armed forces member to march in the parade?
I don't know who they gave my spot to, but I burned the invitation.
Oh, wow, you burned the invitation. Okay. Oh, all right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of the armed forces, in your opinion, will there ever be a wrestling match on the battleship USS Missouri, which currently sits near the USS Arizona in Pearl Harbor?
No, but that would be pretty cool. No,
yes,
I doubt that would ever happen, but that would be pretty awesome.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Justex, when you came through the red curtain at Evolve Fitness, Your smile bathed the room in what I can only describe as effervescent mirth. I immediately drew the comparison between you and Kofi Kingston. My question is, do you pattern your high-flying aerial attack after Kofi Kingston?
You know what? That's pretty creepy, because I was watching, I was watching Raw, and I was just like, okay, I was watching New Day. I was like, okay, out of all the New Day, who would I like to wrestle? And I was just like, instantly, it was Kofi. But so I guess the comparison between us, I guess that's a start. But I'm glad the smile lit up the room.
Wow, okay, all right. Now, do you play a trombone like some of the members of New Day? Do you play the trombone?
No, but I'm pretty good at the drums. So I like drum line. I can come out like drum line, have one strapped around the neck or something, but not a trombone.
Oh, okay. All right, very interesting. Okay. Now, that was extra peppy entrance music you had. If I'm not mistaken, wasn't that the song Hard Time Blues by MC Ren of NWA?
You are mistaken. That, my friend, was X Gonna Give It to You by DMX. You might have even heard it if you watched the movie Deadpool. You'll see it.
Oh.
But, yeah,
oh,
not NWA and MC Ren. DMX.
Oh, okay. All right. In your opinion, who could win in a steel cage match between MC Ren and Ice Cube?
Oh, MC probably. Oh, man. I don't know. Have you seen the mean face Ice Cube got? Man, that's pretty scary. So, I don't know. I'll probably have to go with Ice Cube.
Oh, wow. Okay, yes. Ice Cube is known for his scowl, yes. Okay. All right. Well, Justex, when Herman Nerdstrom made his entrance, he reminded me of the Honky Tonk Man minus his guitar. My question is, do you know if Herman Nerdstrom plays guitar, and if so, has he appeared in Seattle at Hempfest?
Herman plays like nothing but Pokemon.
Oh.
Play guitar.
Okay.
But he plays Pokemon Go, I'm sure. I seen him in the backstage area walking around trying to catch Pokemon, bumping into lockers and stuff.
Wow, all right. Okay, very good. All right. In your opinion, should Rip Kelly change his name to Rob Van Dam Walmart?
Oh, or either that or Fat Shawn Michaels.
One of the two. Okay. All right.
That would be dynamic.
Very dynamic, yes. Yes, very good. Okay. Well, Justex, you tagged in Herman Nerdstrom, who then faced Christian Andes in the ring. Herman tried to be nice to Christian, but was only met with a frosty glare. Herman then took off his warm-up sweatshirt to reveal a shirt with no sleeves and a pocket protector with pins. And I immediately drew a comparison with him and Gouge roster member Seymour Snot. Even the eyewear they wore could have been prescribed by the same optometrist. Are you familiar with Gouge roster member Seymour Snot, of whom both Sign Guy and myself have autographed pictures of?
No, but I'm not too familiar, but if I meet him, I'm going to make sure he washes his hands before I shake it.
Oh, okay. I'm sure Sign Guy will make you, maybe he could forward a few pictures of Seymour Snot, and whom Sign Guy took a trip out to the Carolinas and became a member of the Gouge roster. Yes.
That would be, I guess, a nice little complimentary package.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. Okay. The sign guy, get on that after the show and forward some pictures if you can. Okay, very good. All right. Well, now, Mr. Nerdstrom received 3 knife-edge chops from Christian Andes. My question is, what's the hardest knife-edge chop you've received from a lady wrestler?
Oh, man. I probably shouldn't say this because it's probably going to edge some on to, you know, try to lay into me, but pretty much I haven't really had to take no hard knife-edge chops from no females. They've kind of been powder puff.
Ooh, wow. Powder puff. Oh, okay. All right. Very good. Okay. Well, Jessex, you put Sage down with a flying head scissors at the 12:35 mark of the match, but then you went over to the side of the ring where Herman Nerdstrom was having an argument with a referee. Herman then jumped off the apron while you had your attention focused on him, and all the while, Sage was advancing on your back like a Florida Everglades python. Sage, a throbbing python, yes. Sage then struck a blatant low blow to your nether regions. The referee acted like he didn't know what happened, and he didn't even question Sage for his sudden upper hand in the match. My question is, are you going to bring legal action against the referee for his incompetence?
Yeah, because it was because I'm black.
Oh, okay.
Listed. Yeah, I had to throw that in there.
Oh, all right. Okay. I'm going to mark down in my notes that legal actions are proceeding. Okay, very good. All right. Well, Justex, WWE Hall of Famer Coco Beware had his parrot Frankie, and the British Bulldogs had Matilda. Are there any truth to the rumors that you plan to have a mascot that is a mixture of Dalmatian, Springer Spaniel, and Shih Tzu?
No, I have an American Bulldog. I think he's pretty good, set for the tone, set for the spot.
Oh, all right.
His name's Bane, so he's pretty cool.
Wow. All right. Okay, Bane. Okay. Well, if you did have a mixture of Dalmatian, Springer Spaniel, and Shih Tzu, both you and Kevin Brandt could be runway models from Milan to Minsk.
Being runway model isn't quite my thing. I don't think that really rocks with being a wrestler. You know, gotta have a good, clear face and getting kicked in it and kicking people in it. I think that's kind of risky.
Well, okay, forget about the dog accompanying you down to the ring. You could be a runway model with your colorful wrestling gear. Where do you get your wrestling gear anyway?
It's a secret. It's a secret.
Oh, a secret.
You're not supposed to tell people those things.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right,
I know that. I'm always in a variety of different, you know, characters. The reason why I wear characters and colorful gear is because I was a huge fan of Nova back in the ECW days, and the first Nova match I seen, he had on the symbiote costume, the Black Venom costume, and I was just like, that would be freaking awesome to wrestle in, you know, because it looked awesome, you know, with him wrestling in it. So, you know, I was like, okay, yeah, inspiration kind of wore off on me, you know, rubbed off on me.
Oh, all right. Okay. Very good. All right. Well, Justex, Christian Andes tried to take away your horizontal base by targeting your upper back between the shoulder blades and also a knee to your lower back, left-hand side, right above the belt line, even though you weren't wearing a belt at the 16-minute mark. My question is, how do you keep your lower back so strong to prevent blows or to withstand them?
It's pretty much, you know, endurance, you know, toughness training. martial arts has really helped toughen up my body. I think I'm stronger than the average guy my size, and I could take a lot more than the average guy my size. So I think martial arts has a lot to do with that.
Oh, okay. All right, martial arts. Were you a big fan of Bruce Lee and Chuck Norris?
Oh, of course, of course. You know, had Enter the Dragon, you know, Return of the Dragon, you know, was even a fan of Bruce Leroy, The Last Dragon, you know, so very, very heavily inspired by Bruce Lee, of course, you know.
Oh, okay. All right. Have you ever seen the slightly, how would you say, naughty and X-rated video by Val Venus, Enter the Fist?
No, I have not. I still haven't even seen Night in China. Still haven't even seen that. So, no, I definitely haven't seen that.
All right. Have you seen Val Venus's movie Shaving Ryan's Privates?
Wasn't that on Raw?
Yeah.
No. Well, I guess I did see it, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Just X, after Rip Kelly suffered an Irish whip into the turnbuckle at the 22:40 mark, Herman Nerbstrom was whipped into him with a flying body splash that was reminiscent of the time when King Kong Bundy hit Hulk Hogan with a body splash that cracked his sternum. Herman then scoop slammed Rip Kelly and then came off the ropes to give him a leg drop. My question is, have you gone back and taken a look at the height that Herman had on this leg drop?
Oh, no, I've watched the match a few times. You know, he got some air up there, you know. There it's can jump, I guess.
Yes. If you freeze the video at the 18-minute and 16-second mark, Herman is in midair while his white boot on his left leg is extended. I was reminded of the Lazy Boy chair that George Costanza sat in his Summer of George episode and his leg atrophied. Yes.
The Lazy Boy chair? Episode. Yeah, it looked like a little recliner, like you were sitting in a recliner in the air.
Yes, he did. He looked like he was sitting in George Costanza's recliner. Yes. Okay. All right, well, Just X, you mentioned that you had a dancing background earlier in the interview with Sign Guy. Are there any truth to the rumors that you had been in contact with Blue Collar Wrestling president Tex Thompson, where you will have a dance-off at intermission at the North Portland Eagles between DeMarcus James, C.J. Edwards, and Pa Moonshine?
if they book a match besides that, that very, very well might be possible. That very well might be possible. So, you know, you tell BCW to holler at me.
Wow, all right, okay. I look forward to this dance-off. Okay, very good. Ooh, that's going to be great. I can only hope
I don't know if they're ready, though. I don't know if they're ready, though. The old-school robots ain't going to work against me.
Oh, okay. The robots, yes, okay. Wow, okay. Well, just at Sign Guy mentioned Brian Alvarez earlier in the show and his martial arts skills. Were you also aware and inspired by the martial arts skills of Aaron Bolo?
Oh, of course, of course. You know, him, Jean-Claude Van Damme, numerous other people. You know, Bolo Punch, that came from him. You know, so, yeah, very inspired by the big man.
Wow,
Freaking physique was awesome.
Yes, he was. Yes, and he kept himself in very good shape and continues to do so. Yes.
Yes, he does. He looks very good for his age.
Now, would you also go to like an indie movie set in Seattle where Aaron Bolo also plays a version of Val Venus's Enter the Fist?
As long as it's like, is it like straight fighting or is it like Val Venusy? See, those details matter.
Oh, straight fighting. Straight fighting. Yes.
Okay. See, if Bolo's doing it and it's straight fighting and well, I just might do that.
Wow.
Straight fighting. Just being a movie with Bolo, that's pretty epic.
Wow. All right. Okay. I'm going to put down that you are looking into an Enter the Fist bit part with Aaron Bolo. Okay.
Have you ever seen that video clip where like this dude was like punching everything and his fist was like going through it? Like he was like punching people's faces and his fist would go through their face and like punching them in the stomach and his fist would like go through them and like out their back. Like that's what I think Bolo would be doing in that movie. Just punching everybody and just killing them.
I think you were thinking of the Terminator, Arnold Schwarzenegger, when he punched that solenoid robot. Yes.
Well, yeah, that did happen there, too. Yeah, I think that would be happening in that movie, too. Punching robots' heads off.
Yes. All right. Well, JustX, is it true that last month you took one of Randy Taylor's pimpettes out to lunch to Dick's Burgers in Edmonds, Washington, and ordered a double cheeseburger with two coffees?
No, that is not true. Who told you that? I would not take Randy's girls out. Because why? Randy taught me how to get my own. So I don't need his girls.
Wow. All right. Okay. All right. Well, JustX, are you a big fan of the Sign of the Times, where Sign Guy displays all the new photographs of Virginia wrestler Casey Carlisle, plus all the old photographs, such as Hot Nurse, Angry Pouty Casey, and my favorite Casey with a white pillow picture?
That sounds like he's a real fan.
Oh, he's
wink,
a wink. Some guy is a huge fan, yes. I'm just wondering if you have a favorite Sign of the Times or you are aware of these YouTube clips.
I'm aware, but I haven't really checked them out. That's kind of a guy's thing.
Oh, well, okay. Now that's your homework assignment, to look over this weekend many Sign of the Times. And
you're gonna see comments from me on there, and it's gonna be funny. Trust me.
Oh, what? Well, I get Sign Guy will look forward to this. Yes, yes. And hopefully you will give us your opinion on the members of Team Bad Knees. Bad Knees. Yes.
Yeah, we'll see. You say Team Bad Knees?
Yes. Troy Miller is also a charter member of Team Bad Knees. Troy Miller.
Okay.
Well, I myself hope you don't make Team Bad Knees because then they get arthritis in their kneecaps. Yes.
I think I'm gonna stay away from Team Bad Knees. I need mine. I need mine.
All right. Well, JustX, I'd like to expand on Sign Guy's word association where I name a wrestler or maybe in a surprise a non-wrestler and you say the first thing that pops into your mind. Are you ready to play the expanded version of word association?
Yes. This should be interesting because I'm getting ready for the PWF show while we're talking. So, yeah, but here we go.
All right, tectonic.
Plates.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought you were going to say Cascadia Fault there for a minute.
Oh, you are.
All right. Aaron Bolo.
Punch.
Okay. Very good. All right. Moonshine.
That's what it is, moonshine.
All right. Marilyn Monroe.
Mr. President.
Mr. President. Okay. Zach Winters.
Cold. Last name.
Oh, okay. Like the lady wrestler Winter. Okay. All right. How about General Stormin Norman Schwarzkopf.
Interesting name. I don't know if I'm supposed to pick one word or two words, but everything that's coming to my head is like a statement.
Oh, okay. All right. How about Crashella?
Excuse me?
The wrestler known as Crashella.
Oh, Crashella. Cool. I like the gimmick. Cool.
Wow. All right. And I can tell you from experience that she gives a good lap dance. Very nice. Okay. And our last wrestler, DeMarcus James.
Oh, man. A few things, but I'd say talent.
Wow. All right. Okay. All right. Well, Justex, it's been very good talking with you. And I hope one day that you will change your entrance music to something by MC Ren. I look forward to this.
maybe if I turn heel. Right now I'm a little bit too facey.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Very good. All right. Back to you, Sunday.
Thank you, QT. Well, just exciting. One of the things that happens to every wrestler in their career, if they've spent any time in the ring, is injury. Some people have just a few minor injuries. Some people suffer a few serious injuries in their career. Thus far, have you had any injuries you've had to overcome?
I have not had any super serious injuries. I've had, you know, like little knee bumps and, you know, here and there and little pulls, but I've been fortunately not to break anything, so I'm not going to say I'm not going to. I don't want to jinx myself, but yeah, not yet. I've been very, very fortunate not to break anything yet.
From personal experience, I advise you to try to keep that streak.
I think I'll take that.
We talked a little bit about how you switch styles depending on the opponent. In most matches, you're the smaller guy. What's been the biggest size differential that you've had to face so far in the ring?
Well, I'd say biggest has probably been Ian Bear. Or Otis the Gimp, maybe. Those guys are pretty big guys, you know. They're way over, you know, 6 feet. And they've pretty much been the biggest guys so far that I've had the chance to be in the ring with.
Now, the flip side of that, have you ever been in a match where you were the bigger guy and had someone that was much smaller than you?
I haven't had the pleasure yet. No, not yet.
One of the other things that has been kind of popular throughout the wrestling history, especially up here in the Northwest, is the masked wrestler. Masked wrestlers always get quite a bit of buzz from fans wondering who could be under the mask. Have you had the opportunity very often to face off against some of the masked wrestlers in the region?
Actually, yeah, when Austin, I don't know if he's still wearing his mask, but Austin Cross worked him, Phantasma worked her. I've had the chance to dibble and dabble a little bit with a few luchas. Like I said, I started off lucha training, so wrestlers and masks have always kind of came first before everything else, so it's no bigger than me.
Christian Cross, I believe, reintroducing the mask. He lost it for a while, has brought it back, so kind of a unique experience in the mask department out of him. Speaking of Christian Cross, so he recently bought part of SCW, he bought it out from under the Taskmaster Kevin Sullivan. He is now part owner of the company, and he has brought in a commissioner by the name of Rob Milliron to help run things. What do you think of the new power structure there at SCW?
I haven't really been able to sit down and talk or, you know, figure out necessarily what new changes are going to happen or whatnot, but I think it would be a good move for SCW. I think splitting the tasks up between two people instead of one, you know, might do some good.
Kevin Sullivan, not been around on the local scene as often the last several months, but he's someone that whenever he appears on a show here in this region is very open with his knowledge and willing to help the younger wrestlers. Have you had the chance to pick the brain of the legendary Taskmaster yet?
No, I haven't, not yet, but I'm looking forward to. I haven't really worked the show with him yet. Every time I get out here or get around, he's always gone. So I'm looking to hoping to work a show with him very soon.
Now, in this region, there's a lot of people that do have quite a bit of experience. There's several wrestlers in all of the promotions where you work that have well over 15 years experience. Who have been some of the wrestlers that you have gone to that have given you the best advice and have helped you along the most so far in your career?
I would say, of course, off top, Randy Taylor, Jimmy Flame, Mr. Fitness, Steve West. I mean, the list goes on and on. There's just been a lot of people that kind of, you know, been way open to me and being friends instantly. So that's just to name a few, but yeah.
You've been pretty active all over the Northwest. We've mentioned several promotions here that you've worked for over the last year. Is there any place in the rest of the country that you've not gone to that would be first on your priority list to be able to go and wrestle in that region?
Instantly off top, you know, California, Texas. There's lots of places that I'll be, you know, pretty much honored to work at.
Internationally, is there, besides Japan, which we discussed earlier, a place anywhere in the world that you have seen that interests you the most as far as being able to get to that part of the country and wrestle?
Honestly, other than, you know, of course, Mexico, pretty much anywhere outside the U.S. That includes Canada. I'm not so, high-headed where I feel like any place is below. I'd really be honored to work any place in the States or out of the States. I just want to work, you know. I want to wrestle.
One of the more controversial things that happened last year in professional wrestling was the New York Athletic Commission's seemingly prejudice against intergender wrestling. They actually stopped an intergender match after the bell had already rung. They could not find a rule on their book that gave them the authority to do that, so the match eventually did happen. But a lot of people had opinions on both sides of the fence when it comes to intergender wrestling. Do you have an opinion on intergender wrestling personally?
I mean, personally, no. If a girl could wrestle, girl could wrestle. A girl could work, she could work. Yeah, I really don't see nothing wrong with it. I feel anything a girl can do, she hold her weight, she could do it too.
Have you personally, yourself, had the experience of wrestling against any of the female wrestlers except for Crashella?
I worked Phantasma. A couple of other young ladies, I'm sorry, I know I forgot their name. Sorry, boo me when you see me. But, I've worked a few ladies, and I really don't see, the downside of it. If a girl can wrestle, like I said, she can wrestle. Like, I grew up, in the days of Lita and Trish Stratus, and Sable, and they were fighting men. So, to me, I really don't see nothing bad about it.
We're coming down to the last few minutes of the show today, so I want to give you plenty of time. If there's anything you would like to say to the listeners, plug and promote anything and everything you want, social medias, upcoming appearances, merchandise, your favorite radio station, anything in the world, floor is all yours.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this weekend, later this evening, I will be at PWF Randy Taylor's new promotion. Sign guy said all the information. If you did not remember, it is tonight, 6:30, doors open, Port Orchard Eagles, 4001 Jackson Ave, downstairs in the bingo hall. That is tonight. Now, tomorrow, I will be at Evolve Fitness in Seattle off Republic for CPW, and I will be in the building repping my. You are a fan of social media, please feel free to add me and contact me. Just Exciting Wrestling, no spaces, on Instagram. Spencer, Just Exciting Abram, on Facebook, and add my wrestling page, Just Exciting. Oh, on Facebook. Hey, what's going on? Hey, homeboy Sasquatch is right here too. What's going on?
Hey,
I was walking my dog real quick, and
yeah,
then on the side guy. But yeah, so that's the information. Tomorrow and tonight, you guys can catch me getting my dog in the car at those shows. So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Good luck on your
dance. Are you saying you're taking Chi's advice and bringing a dog to be a mascot?
Yes.
Yeah, the dog's kind of energetic. I got him, get him used to crowds first. But, yeah, he might be a mascot sooner or later.
That's Iron Buddha level shocking news. Well, Just Exciting. Anything else you want to get out there to the fans before we wrap this up?
Get to the show. Support indie wrestling. If you're a wrestler, firm. Get to the show early. Help set up. Do what you can. Wrestling is growing. It's popping. There's a lot of stuff going on right now, people. It'll keep growing as long as we keep serving. So let's serve wrestling, and it will serve us back, everybody.
Just Exciting. It was just exciting having you here on the show today. We appreciate your time. Best of luck as you defend that title. I will see you later tonight in Port Orchard. And fans, if you've not seen this great young talent, definitely make plans to do so. He's phenomenal in the ring. Great, great talent. Only going to get better. There's a ton of wrestling out there this week. Go support your local independent promotions wherever they may be. If you're up in our neck of the woods, tons of choices. Lots of wrestling happening in the Northwest over the next couple of days. You can find me in Port Orchard tonight. Tomorrow I will be in Bremerton, where I will be offering something of a peace offering to Diafula Dabashi. Check that out, and we will see you next week on Turnbuckle. This coming Sunday on the show, we have Tommy Swanson out of Cascade Championship Wrestling. So join us then and get out there, support your indies.
Yes. Support indie wrestling.
Club. Me and my girl are dancing all tonight, turn up as much as we can. Let go and hit the floor and dance.